pray about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us as we share some specific passages from the Word of God that address the topic we're looking at today, beginning with Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life that you and your offspring may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying his voice, and holding fast to him, for he is your life and length of days, that you may dwell in the land that the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Then Exodus chapter 20, verse 13, you shall not murder. Proverbs 24, verse 12, rescue those who are being taken away to death. Hold back those who are stumbling to the slaughter. If you say, behold, we did not know this, does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who keeps watch over your soul know it? And will he not repay man according to his work? Again, Proverbs 24, 12. Proverbs 31, verses 8 and 9, open your mouth for the mute, for the rights of all who are destitute. Open your mouth, judge righteously, defend the rights of the poor and needy. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 31. You shall not worship the Lord your God in that way, for every abominable thing that the Lord hates they have done for their gods, for they even burn their sons and their daughters in the fire to their gods. Again, Deuteronomy 12, verse 31. Ezekiel chapter 16, verses 20 and 21. And you took your sons and your daughters, whom you had borne to me, and these you sacrificed to them to be devoured. Were your whoring so small a matter that you slaughtered my children and delivered them up as an offering by fire to them? Again, Ezekiel 16, verses 20 and 21. Psalm 106, verses 37 through 38. They sacrificed their sons and their daughters to the demons. They poured out innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood. Then Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 35. They built the high places of Baal in the valley of the son of Hinnom to offer up their sons and daughters to Molech, though I did not command them, nor did it enter into my mind that they should do this abomination to cause Judah to sin. And then the final scripture at this time that we're sharing, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the wonderful gift of your word that guides us, your word that helps us to know what honors you, what doesn't honor you, what lines up with your will and what doesn't line up with your will. You help us to know your heart, your mind, and your perspective on all issues, including the issue of life. Thank you for the privilege and the calling you placed upon us, your church, to choose life, to stand for life, to stand for that which you have ordained and have created. Help us to know, Lord, that we as the church are called to boldly stand for life, and help us to do that faithfully in every arena and in every way you would have us to. Help us to be faithful vessels and instruments accomplishing that, just that. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer at this time as well.
Father, we're so thankful that we can come before your holy throne today, and we recognize it's because of the death of your Son. We come clothed in his righteousness, Father. What an honor, what a privilege, and what a responsibility, Father, for us to live out the Christian life in a way that brings you much honor and much glory. We praise you today. We lift high your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. I want to remind our listeners once again, we're continuing to share information about the Ten Commandments Project, specifically the pro-life and euthanasia speech contest. We're inviting children and youth to be a part of that. Again, we're encouraging as we did with our last speech project, only this one specifically addresses the issues of standing for life and against abortion and the issue of euthanasia as well. And if you're wanting more information, simply email us. My email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's J, the letter J, Parker@afa.net, or joseph@afr.net. We're glad to send you the information. We're encouraging your children and youth to be a part of this, and it's an opportunity for them to prepare a speech about the importance of standing for life and against abortion and standing against euthanasia. Either topic is fine, whichever one they choose. And email us the speech once you record it, and we will enter it. Again, we're specifically looking for a video. Again, if you'll send a video of them sharing the speech, we'll look forward to receiving that from you. And so for more information and for an article that specifically explains the details of the project, simply email me again, joseph@afr.net, or Parker@afa.net. Please encourage your children or grandchildren or young people that you know to be a part. It's a great project to be a part of. It's a discipleship project, because your child will be a different person on the other side of their participation in it as well. And, of course, that's a part of what we as the church are called to do, to disciple our children, help them to learn God's truth and God's perspective on every issue, and help them to live it as well. We are blessed and honored very much so today to have with us in studio the Murphys. It's Pastor Jay Murphy, and he's here with his wife in studio and their daughter Abigail as well. Welcome to the Hour of Intercession.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great to have you all with us today.
It's good to be here.
I'm going to ask you, Pastor Murphy, of course, you're the pastor of Shiloh Baptist Church in the Louisville, Mississippi community.
Yes, sir.
But I'm going to ask you to further introduce yourself and tell our listeners a little bit more about you. And then we want to get into specifically talking about the song that you and your daughter have recorded.
Okay. Well, I am originally from Carthage, Mississippi, and I went to college and met my wife and ended up in Philadelphia for a little while.
Philadelphia, Mississippi.
Philadelphia, Mississippi. Yes, I guess I should say that. Mm-hmm. And ended up back mid-90s starting to work at Taylor Machine Works. And I was actually there I was actually working there when God called me into the ministry. Mm-hmm. That was in 96.
People use the term bivocational pastor if there really is such a thing.
That's so. Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And so I began pastoring in 99, mm-hmm. and have pastored three churches. I'm on the third now, which is Shiloh, and been there for 14 years, somewhere in that neighborhood. It's getting close to 14 if it isn't already. Time is getting away from me, I can tell you. But been singing on and off all my life, and just blessed now that Abigail's able to sing with me, and it's mm-hmm. a real blessing.
Okay.
So.
And we're glad to have you as well, Abigail. Now, how old are you, Abigail?
15.
15, and you're in the?
10th grade.
10th grade, all righty then. And how old did you say you were when you started singing?
I've been singing forever.
Forever, okay. Okay, Dad's holding up two fingers.
Yeah, she was around two. She
around two.
whenever I would get up to sing at church, if she wasn't up there, she'd cry. So, mm-hmm. so she started coming up there and singing with me even at the age of two. So,
okay. Well, we're going to listen to a song that you all have recorded, and we're going to talk about the song. The song is simply entitled "Choose Life." Let's listen to that.
Solution you can't see, feeling like you've reached the end, 'cause deep down there's a life within. Many voices say that it's your choice to take a life that has no voice. It may not be easy, the road too hard to choose, but in the end, they have the most to lose.
music from the Murphys, the song Choose Life. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, we're grateful to have a chance to feature that particular song by the Murphys. Now, Pastor Murphy, you wrote this song, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then. And tell us a little bit about, again, you wrote it in memory of your mom. Tell us about that.
Well, we have been affiliated with the Crisis Pregnancy Center in Philadelphia, Mississippi, since probably around 93, I think, somewhere in that neighborhood. Somewhere around early 2000, my mom, the job that she had, she was principal at a Christian school, had ended, and I think they closed down. They didn't have enough students. Anyway, so she told me, she said, I'm looking for a new ministry. And I told her, I said, well, you know, actually, I think they're looking for somebody at the Crisis Pregnancy Center in Philadelphia. And I said, I'll talk with them and see if they're, you know, looking for somebody. And so I did, and she talked with them and got in there.
I'm going to have to jump in here. We're going to pick up there on the other side of the break. Our in-studio guests today are the Murphys, and Pastor Jay Murphy is the pastor of Shiloh Baptist Church in the Louisville, Mississippi community. We'll be right back. You're listening to music from the group The Murphys, and the name of that song is Who You Are, and we're privileged to have them with us here in studio today, and we're especially focusing on the message and mission behind the song that we shared, the first selection, Choose Life. And so, Pastor Murphy, you were sharing, though, that some about your mom, who you wrote the song Choose Life in memory of. Would you pick up where you left off there?
Sure. So she did get the job. And she, like I said, she was looking for something ministry-related. I mean, she had worked, I think, all of her life, and until she worked at the Christian school, she had not really been involved in a ministry as far as what she was working with. And she just saw the value in that and loved it. She loved being able to counsel with people and help people for the Lord. And so when she started working with the Crisis Pregnancy Center, obviously there's, you know, she couldn't just come right out and tell anybody anything. You know, they had privacy clauses, and she wouldn't tell anybody anything. But there were certain things that she could say. Like, she would call me up, and she would tell me, you know, just like not really screaming, but just so excited, and she would say, saved another one. And I'm like, amen. And so she would cry, and we would just have this moment. And I can't tell you how many times that she would call me and tell me this. And I know she shared with my wife, Sherry, a bunch over the years, you know, just how she loved being able to talk with these ladies who are in a crisis pregnancy situation and reason with them and be able to help them to choose life. And so it was her work through the CPC, the Crisis Pregnancy Center, that did inspire this song. And just, I'm thankful the Lord gave us the words and gave us the song, and we're able to, my mom passed in 17. I'm just thankful that we're not only able to honor her, but to carry on a work that she kind of was doing in with CPC.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, again, I appreciate just the fact that you were obedient to the Lord in doing as you know, putting writing the song, writing the words to the song, and you all recording the song. And I would mention too, I learned of the song through the statewide ministry Choose Life Mississippi, which of course sponsors the Choose Life tag, which is a wonderful ministry in the state of Mississippi. And of course, many other states have Choose Life ministries similar to the one we have here in the state of Mississippi as well. And for all of our listeners, whatever state you may live in, I would encourage you to check and see if your state has a Choose Life ministry similar in your own state, because it's a wonderful way to support the work of pregnancy clinics in your state. Because the money's raised, a significant portion of the money's raised through that, of course, goes directly to pregnancy clinics and to adoption agencies as well. But also, when you see people driving around with that tag, that is a great witness all by itself as well. And for persons listening, if you don't have a Choose Life tag in your state, I would encourage you to prayerfully consider getting one, because, again, it's a great ministry to both support as well as be a part of. Well, and so you wrote the song, and so you and your daughter Abigail recorded it. So Abigail, you're the lead singer in this particular song, right?
Yes, sir.
So tell me, how did you feel as you recorded the song? What were thoughts that came through or went through your mind and your heart as you recorded this song?
Just hoping that someone is touched by this message and that the Lord can use it in some way to save lives.
That's good. Now, how old again are you, Abigail?
15.
You're 15, okay. Well, you know, I think of this too. You know, the fact is every life is precious, and it's important for us to know that. And, you know, a few of the scriptures that I read at the beginning of the broadcast remind us of God's heart, God's perspective. Sadly, we live in a culture and a world where children are sadly killed at the whim of moms. And I shouldn't use the word whim. I mean, it's a tough decision. But still, it's important to understand that God's word has clearly told us, choose life. And so abortion is against the word and the will of God, and that's very clear. And without exception, that's the truth. Yet sadly, because it was legalized in 1973, many people too often may feel like, well, if it's legal, it must be okay. Well, that's just not the case, because God's word's the bottom line.
Amen.
So any thoughts, Pastor Murphy, that come to your mind that you'd want to share that help further people to see God's point of view on that issue?
Sure. Well, one of the things that comes to mind automatically is just the simple fact that the Scripture indicates to us that God is the one that creates life. I mean, we're talking about life being precious. It's not just precious because it's there. It's precious because God created. And, I mean, you know, in Isaiah 44:2, it says, the Lord that made thee, formed thee from the womb. And Scripture indicates that the Lord knew us even before he even created the world.
That's right.
this is human beings are no accident. We are literally on the forefront of God's mind. I mean, he spends so much time. I mean, the Scripture indicates that he's watching every little detail about our life, and he's safeguarding us even from certain temptations, things that are above what we can bear. And so, you know, he formed us, but he also made us in his image. In Genesis 1:27, it tells us that. And so, and in other places as well. So there's something very special about the human life, and one of the safest places in the world should be the womb of the mother.
That's right.
And sadly, as you've pointed out, it's not, and it's legal to make it not the safest place in the world.
And you know, by the grace of God, it does appear that we're on the verge of seeing Roe v. Wade overturn, and praise God for because the fact is, Roe v. Wade should have never happened. It clearly violated the word of God. It's against the word and the will of God, and over 63 million babies have died as a result of that tragic decision. So I would challenge and encourage every listener to continue to pray for God's grace and will to be at work here, praying for the Supreme Court to make the right decision to overturn, to get rid of Roe v. Wade, because, again, it shouldn't have ever happened specifically. I want to ask Pastor Murphy, would you pray specifically for that end and for the church to be praying further for this same outcome?
Sure. Precious Father, Lord, we come before you with heavy hearts today. Lord, we're saddened at the very thought of all the many lives that have been taken and taken away from our planet and from our people. Lord, so many people that could contribute and so many lives, Lord, that we know you want to work through. And Lord, we ask that you would touch hearts, Lord, that your precious spirit would move in a mighty, mighty way. And Lord, that you would help people to understand, Lord, that they mean something, that their children inside of them mean something, and that there are so many people out there that want to help and love you and love them. And Lord, I pray that you would be with our churches. Help us, Lord, not to avoid this topic, but to meet it head on. Help us, Lord, to be prayer warriors, that we would, Lord, find ourselves on our faces before you, crying out, Lord, that Roe v. Wade would be overturned.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, I pray, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to champion this cause, and Lord, that we'd not take a backseat to it. Lord, help us to bring glory and honor to you in everything that we say and do. And Lord, we just ask these many things in your precious and holy Son's name, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen. And Father, I too thank you and I praise you for the church and the opportunity you give us as pastors, as individual believers, as persons who you've placed in specific places to be witnesses for the cause of life as well. Stir us, Lord, to be the courageous and bold church walking in the love of Jesus Christ in helping to address this issue. Help us to pray specifically for the overturning of Roe v. Wade and then just for the ending of abortion in our culture, in our world altogether.
Yes.
Help us to know, Lord, that every one of us is in a position to be a wonderful witness for Jesus Christ and a witness for life as well. And help us to not back away from the opportunities we have to speak up and to stand up for your truth and your word and your will in this matter. Thank you for that opportunity to be your witnesses in this world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And again, as I mentioned too, I did have the privilege of first hearing the song from an email that came from the Choose Life Mississippi Ministry here in the state of Mississippi. The Choose Life Mississippi, of course, it's a 501 nonprofit corporation here in the state. And when people buy a specialty tag, specifically the Choose Life specialty tag, what they're doing is they're supporting pregnancy resource centers across the state of Mississippi. And these ministries, again, you know, sometimes you have people that don't know what a pregnancy resource center is. They help to meet the physical, emotional, and medical needs of women, providing free pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, compassionate, they show compassion towards the women, and sound advice about pregnancy. And of course, obviously, one of the goals is to encourage them to choose life and to choose to keep their babies or to consider adoption as well. But one of the goals is always to encourage them to not go the route of abortion as well. And so I would encourage every single listener, specifically, prayerfully consider getting a Choose Life tag, but also find out where your local pregnancy clinic is and be supportive of it as well. And something I'd mention too, that like the listeners on our broadcast are, some of them would be aware of the fact that my wife and I helped to, we're on the board of a ministry that's in the process. We're not up and running yet, but we're getting close by the grace of God. But it's a ministry called the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center that will be serving in the Mississippi Delta. And after a period of time of having pastored in the Mississippi Delta, we saw the need for an additional ministry in that area of our state, and had discussions and talked with people about the need, but nothing was really happening. We really wanted to help someone else to do that. But at a certain point in time, after we were in discussions and nothing was happening, we heard the Lord say, "You do it." And so we embarked upon that journey, and God has miraculously blessed us to raise the full amount to purchase a mobile medical ICU mobile unit, and now we're still in the process of raising the monies for the first year's budget. But God has done it so far, and he's going to keep on doing it. And
Amen.
So we're privileged to be a part of that. Abigail, I wanted to ask, would you pray for the ministry of pregnancy clinics in not just in Mississippi, but in our state, our world?
Sure.
Okay.
Dear God, We come before you, and dear God, you know the situation. You know what's going on. Dear Lord, just please be with all the crisis pregnancy centers and everyone that's trying to help save these lives, Lord. Dear God, just please help us to be strong and to just try and save every life possible, because we know, Lord, that they are so precious to you. And we know, Lord, that every baby is a gift that you have given. And dear God, just please just give us the strength to do what we need to do. And we thank you, Lord, and in your son's name, Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Abigail. I want to take a few moments. We're going to just look at some of the words to the song Choose Life. We're going to listen to it again in just a few moments coming out of the next break. But I want to go through some of the words. I'm going to ask if Pastor Murphy, you maybe share some further thoughts about why, you know, how you came to write it and what the message was behind the words that you shared in the lyrics of Choose Life. But the words start off, "Been so hard on you, no one to see you through, overwhelmed by what might be, only one solution you can see, feeling like you've reached the end, cause deep down there's a life within. Many voices say that it's your choice to take a life that has no voice." Before we go further, just what thoughts come to your mind as you listen, re-listen to the lyrics of that song that you wrote?
Just that when a lady does find herself in a crisis pregnancy situation, it's not easy. And the feeling of despair, trouble, feeling like she's boxed in and there's nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to, really felt led to show that despair in the first verse of the song. Mm-hmm. And then the second verse is all about hope. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, but then I also wanted to show that not only is she in despair, but there is a life within her. And so you have to stop and think, yes, I'm in despair, but the baby has it worse than I do, because it has something to lose.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, it's so helpful for us as believers to recognize that, see, God's word is the key to everything in life, every situation, every matter, every concern. Looking to the Word of God is so important, because we come to find out God's mind, His perspective, His thoughts on everything. Every life is important.
Right.
Every life is precious. And the fact is, the dad and the mom involved, they didn't create that life. God allowed them to participate.
Right.
But the life is from the hand of God.
Amen.
God creates life. The spark of life, it always comes from God.
Yes.
And so it's important for believers to understand that. And Psalm 139 is such a beautiful psalm, because it reminds us of the intricacy of how God made us. And He made each of us individual. There are no cookie cutter people. You know, we're all important, and every life is precious to God.
Yes.
Well, we're going to hear this on the other side of the break. We're going to hear the song one more time, and we'll further discuss it on the other side of the song. You're listening to The Hour of Intercession with the Murphys in studio. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
music from the Murphys. Again, the song simply entitled Choose Life. And we're privileged to have the Murphys with us in studio today. And Pastor Murphy, I want to finish through walking through the lyrics here.
Okay.
And get you and Abigail's thoughts further here. But picking up where I left off earlier, it may not be easy, the road too hard to choose, but in the end, they have the most to lose. Choose life, choose hope. Give them a chance to live and see the beauty God made for you and me. Choose right, choose love. You gotta be brave and see it through. With one touch, they'll steal your heart from you. Choose life. Right now, all of us are praying hard for you. The Holy Spirit tugging on your heart. And deep down, you know it's true. Right now, it seems like the end. But trust me, there is a friend. He formed that little heart, those hands, those feet in his image, and made that little heart beat. Happiness awaits. Wipe those tears from your eyes. So many care, and they're here to show you why a life's on the line. All of heaven's rooting for you. You're not out of time. Jesus will see you through. Now, of course, there's so much
yes,
in the lyrics that you've written there. In part, you allude to the ministry of pregnancy clinics in the church and or the church as they're rooting and praying for that life as well. Is that right?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
And, you know, I think of this, too, that, you know, a scene that I've either been a part of or I've had a chance to observe or see in some form or another, I'm not sure how many times, but it's tragic in that because so many times, for example, when a teen becomes pregnant, many times, too often, the parents will sometimes feel like it's their choice and they'll decide, well, we're going to run up and to the abortion clinic, get rid of this and don't do this anymore. And sadly, too many don't realize, number one, again, it's taking the life of their own flesh and blood.
Yes, sir.
And again, it's clearly against the word and the will of God without exception. God doesn't say you shall not murder except in certain cases. He says you shall not murder. And to murder is to take innocent life. And so tragically, abortion is simply another word for first-degree murder.
Yes, sir.
And as harsh as that sounds, it's reality. So it's important for us to recognize and understand that. But, you know, I don't know how many times I've had a chance to see this, that when the parents have decided they're going to have their teen go get an abortion and something happens and the abortion doesn't happen, it's almost comical. Nobody falls in love more with the baby than granddad and grandma.
Yes, sir.
And many times they're ashamed of the thought that they thought about aborting their beautiful granddaughter or grandson. Yet sadly, when they go through with it, again, at some point in time, they come to regret terribly, both in terms of looking at how it affects their relationship with their daughter and the fact that there's a grandchild that they never saw as well. So thoughts that come to your mind?
Well, the thing that keeps swimming around in my head is that, you know, we're praying for things like end abortion. But mm-hmm. in all honesty, we not only need to end abortion, but mm-hmm. as you've mentioned before, churches, and I'm trying not to take this in a different direction, but this was on my heart, but not only do churches need to stand for life, mm-hmm. but we're kind of looking at this the wrong way at times, I think. And I don't mean the pro-life community so much, but everybody wants to have a choice today. Mm. And I want choices, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to life, this isn't Burger King. You can't have it your way. And
that's right.
And I think our problem is that we have taken something that God said, you're not supposed to have a choice in this.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've said, yes, we do have a choice. And so if it's off the table, mm-hmm. you don't think that way. When my wife and I got married, we both said divorce is not an option.
Mm-hmm.
We may kill each other, but no, I'm joking. But divorce is not an option.
Right.
And so that's never been a part of our marriage vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to sound super spiritual. I'm just simply saying that if we would change our mindset, and that's mm-hmm. that's where we need to be really focusing, is on stopping this at the source,
mm-hmm.
changing the mindset of people and showing from our churches, from every avenue possible, that life matters and God creates it. And it's not my option to go out there and take it.
That's right. That's right. Well, if someone wants to get a copy of the CD that has the song Choose Life on it, how can they do that?
Well, they can contact us. They can email me directly at the Murphys Music. That's I'm going blank. Yeah, there it is. The Murphys Music at gmail.com. Sorry about that.
Okay.
They can also go to our website, which is www.themurphysmusicusa.com.
Mm-hmm.
There's links on there to send us email and some numbers to give us a call as well, I think. They can also check us out on Facebook. And so they can also, as far as downloading it, it's on all the digital download places, Deezer and Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon, all the places. So.
Okay. So there are lots of ways for them to get
a
copy of the song Choose Life then.
That's right.
Okay. Okay then. All right. Well, and Abigail, again, now, do you plan to go maybe into music ministry if you feel called to the Lord as a full-time job one day maybe?
I'm not sure. If God calls me there, that's the way we'll go. But if he has other plans for me, then just whatever God's will is for my life.
Amen. Amen. Well, you all sing beautifully. I'm appreciative of the fact that you were courageous enough again to compose and record a pro-life song as well, though, because I think there's sadly too far and few in between. And so I think it's great that you have recorded one. And I would like to see many more. Personally, I would like to see many more recorded that really share a clear, wise message about the importance of choosing life and standing for life and against the tragedy of abortion as well. So, but our time is almost gone. Pastor Murphy, anything further you'd like to share about either your ministry and or the song before our time ends today?
Wow, that's a wide open door. We are just thankful for the Lord to allow us to be a part of this ministry. It's not about us; it's about God. And I'm thankful, to be honest with you, that we've had a lot of people in our lives who have encouraged us. We put the song on the CD. We titled the CD. But a good friend of mine out of Indiana, Chad Royer, has just, man, you got to release this song. You got to release this song. You got to release this song. We want this song released, and so thank the Lord we've been able to do that. So,
amen. Well, thank you all again for letting the Lord use you in composing and recording it.
Yes,
a beautiful song. You all sing beautifully, and I believe God's going to use it far beyond ways in which you might realize He was planning to use it. So, again,
yes,
thank
sir.
God for you all. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, we appreciate you being a part of our listening family. Please pray much for the Murphys in their ministry as a whole and in their music ministry in particular as well as the ministry of Shiloh Baptist Church. And as we usually do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we'd like to invite you to make that all-important step. Remember, the most important decision in all of life is the decision to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you'd like to make that step, would you simply pray this prayer with us today? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so very much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived, you died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, I repent and turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Become my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you would have me to be. You said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to live my whole life for you. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer, please email us. My email, once again, is the letter jparker@afa.net, or you can email me at joseph@afr.net. Either email gets to me. And if you'd like to, we'd like to share with you some literature that'll help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. So again, please email us so that we can share with you some resources and literature that'll help you to begin to grow up in your walk with the Lord. Again, to the Murphys, thank you all so much for being with us today. Share one more time if someone wants to get in touch with you or would like to get a CD, how they can do that.
Sure. It's the murphysmusic@gmail.com. They can contact us that way or our website, themurphysmusicusa.com. They can go to our Facebook page. Many ways they can get the music digitally through all the download areas.
All right. Well, thank you all again for letting the Lord use you. Thanks for being with us today, and please keep up the great work, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right. You've been listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, our in-studio guests have been the Murphys. Please pray much for the Lord to bless and prosper the work of their hands as they continue to be vessels that God is using for His glory, the building of His kingdom, and standing for life. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.